Welcome to Shul Machshav on Daf Shiras Pantzul Yinishma Sarbi Akashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in a Durim Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says that Lamed Aleph, if a person says, Eini Nena L'Zera Avrom, I'm not going to enjoy the children of Avrom, the Zera Avrom, it refers only to Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what about Yishmael? Answers the Gemara that Avrom Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki B'Yitzchik Orel Chazera, not Yishmael, Yitzchok. Says the Gemara, what about Esav? Says the Gemara, it says, Be Yitzchok, V'loi Kol Yitzchok, meaning not entire Yitzchok will be Zera Avram, only some of it. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, when he speaks about the reason why Yisrael, where Am Yisrael was chosen over Esav, so there it says, right, the Rambam brings the Pasuk from the end of this week's Pasha. Pasha told us that Yitzchok told Yaakov, V'yitin Lecho is Birkas Avram, meaning that the reason we know that the chosen one is Yaakov and not Esav is because Yitzchak told him, you're going to get the bracha of Avram. Not the pasuk that the Gemara brings over here. So the Chor, it's a question on the Rambam. The Gemara tells us, how do we know that Yaakov was chosen? Because it says, be Yitzchak, some of Yitzchak means Yaakov. And the Rambam brings a different pasuk. And the Pasha told us, where Yitzchak tells Yaakov, you're going to get the bracha. So the Briskerov brings in the Sefer and Chumash, he brings the name of his father, Reb Chaim. That the answer is that true. It says be Yitzchok v'loy kol Yitzchok, means a portion of Yitzchok and not the entire Yitzchok. But it wasn't clear who. It could be either Yaakov or Esav. We don't know which one it is. It says some of Yitzchok will be the Zera Avram. I don't know which one. What was mevarer that the one that was chosen is Yaakov and not Esav? That's when Yitzchok told Yaakov, V'yitin l'cho is b'kas Avram. That's when it was chosen, it should be specifically Yaakov and not Esav. So the fact that it's only one and not both, if the pasuk says be Yitzchok v'lo yikol Yitzchok. But how do you know which one? Then you need the pasuk and the Parshas Toldos. That's the Biskerov and the name of Reb Chaim in Parshas Toldos. Now to explain this a little bit more, l'chura, it's very hard to understand. What was the tzad, what was the hava amina, that the one who gets b'kas Avram will be Esav? We weren't sure. Be Yitzchok v'loy kol Yitzchok. We need to know. We need to have a biru that's Yaakov and not Esav. How do we understand that? What does even the Hava mean? It should be Esav and not Yaakov. So here comes what's brought down in many Sfarim in different ways. The Chasav Sofer brings it in Teres Moshe. The Beis Halevi says it in Jewish Gimel. The Sfasemes brings it and the Shemishmur right in the beginning of the Parshas Toldos. They all say a similar idea, and I'll say it the way I heard it from a Rebbe or Moshe bears itself. Yaakov and Esav, when they were born, the original plan was that they are going to be complementing each other. The way the Chasav Sofer says it, it's like Yisachar Zvulun. Meaning, Yaakov was supposed to go and learn Torah, and Esav was supposed to be out there in the world supporting Yaakov. He was the one that was supposed to take care of the Olam Hazeh in order to feed Yaakov Avinu. Esav was supposed to be a Yisrael. It says in Chazal that Esav is called Yisrael Mumar. He was a Yisrael and he lost it. But originally he was supposed to be the Am Yisrael who's taking care of Olam Hazeh. If you look at the bracha that Yitzchak wanted to give Esav and ended up coming to Yaakov, the bracha is all Olam Hazedek bracha. The bracha is V'itelcho Hashem Elokim, Mita Hashamayim, Mushvani Haaretz, V'or Dogem Etirush, this world. Because the one who's taking care of this world, the one who's supporting the people that are learning Torah, that is the Zvulun. That's what Esav was supposed to be. That's pshat also. The Yitzchok loved Esav so much. He saw Esav in the Shoyrish Advarim, the way Esav was supposed to be, before he went back. Esav and his Shoyrish is supposed to be the Am Yisrael. And what comes out from Divrei Rabbi Seinu even more, is that seemingly the majority of Am Yisrael was supposed to be Esav, not Yaakov. The same we have today, that Loim Dei HaTorah is a mute, is a minority. And the ones who are out there in the world, the Toim HaTorah, that's the majority. The Yisachar is a minority. Yaakov Avinu was supposed to be the Shevet Levi of Am Yisrael, the one who learned Torah. Esav was supposed to be Klal Yisrael in general is in this world. That's why the Ikar Bracha that Avraham Avinu has in this world, how does a Yid work in this world? Yitzchok was planning to give it to Esav, because that's what Esav was supposed to be. Mimele, the whole Mahalach now works very well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Ki be Yitzchok yikar lecha zera. Your main zera is going to be from Yitzchok. Not all Yitzchok. Now everybody is going to be the mamshich of the main Am Yisrael. Who was it supposed to be? Meikar Adin Yitzchok understood it's supposed to be Esav, not Yaakov. Esav is supposed to be the Zvulun, which that's the Ikar Am Yisrael in this world. But then when Yaakov stole the brachas, and Yitzchok found out who Esav really is, that's when Yitzchok tells Yaakov, V'yitin lecho b'rikas Avraham. You're going to get b'rikas Avraham. You're the one who's b'Yitzchok. And that's pshat in the B'Skirov. Ki b'Yitzchok v'loi kol Yitzchok. But which one is it? Not only wasn't clear in the beginning, it was actually supposed to be the opposite, until Yitzchok told Yaakov Avinu, V'yitin lecho is b'rikas Avraham. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.